Ready, set, holiday. With Dunkin' Donuts holiday coffees, get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato. These extra special holiday flavors are a cup of cheer during the busy season. From finding and wrapping that perfect gift to setting up the decorations, try a special holiday coffee today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. I am Eileen, and I want to welcome you to the show tonight. We gather here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time to share some spiritual wisdom, offer some clarity, which often brings confidence in making conscious choices, through one question reading through the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are a hall of records that lives on another dimension that holds the vibrational imprint of the soul's journey. Whether you believe you have lived multiple lifetimes or just one, it holds the vibrational imprint of your soul's knowledge and wisdom from its beginning. Again, whatever that means to you. And so when you ask a question here on the show, we are opening your Akashic Records. I automatically do that before the show begins. And your questions, the information comes from your soul's wisdom. So we look forward to serving you in this way. Daria and Di Giovanni, the owner of RightStream Publishing and RightStream Radio, is our fabulous producer on the show. She's the one who welcomes you on. And we love doing this on Sunday night. I have to say, we both enjoy sharing this time with all of you. And I'm so grateful for her being there behind the scenes, always making the show seem so effortless, which for me, actually, it is because she's there. And I'm always very grateful. And so the last couple of months, we have experimented with a little bit of a different format that will come to completion tonight. And our last in the series of monthly themes, which for this month, it has been Women's Health Month. And then each show has been a different topic consistent with that theme. And then the conversation has been continued on to my Facebook business page, The Heart Healer, for Wisdom Wednesday. Every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, I have been offering a Facebook Live broadcast to continue the conversation and answer more questions. Not so much doing readings, although I find that after all these years of serving in the way that I do, whenever I'm connected to someone and they have a question, it is always about bringing in information for them that is unique and personal for them. But you always get a little bit of what I already know when it's relevant because, well, I've been doing this a really long time. So it's a combination, and that's how I've done my readings for all of these years. And so tonight we're going to talk about finding the balance. Is this unique to women? Of course not. But since this was Women's Health Month and Breast Health Month and so many other months, you know, related to women, we're focusing on women and the many hats that they wear. Your questions tonight, when you call in are not needing to be only about the topic. Please, your question is anything that you would like information about that you feel will empower you in some way, that will help you to make a conscious choice, that will help you to be more comfortable in your skin. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you can hear this, but there is a really loud bird in my backyard that's making a lot of noise. I don't know if it's if you can pick it, if it's picked up on the mic or not, but it's very distracting. It's starting to get very dark here in South Florida where I live. And just so funny, just to digress for a minute, the weather here, it finally stopped raining. Thank you, God Goddess. And we're actually supposed to go down into the 50s tonight. So today the weather has been like the perfect Florida weather. Anyway, so let's go back to our subject, which is finding the balance. But starting before I actually go there, just to give you an idea of, we're going to go back to our original format, which is a sharing of spiritual wisdom, whatever I'm guided to share in the beginning of the show, and then we will go to our readings. And so next Sunday, we will not have a live show. I have a commitment that I won't make it in time to do a live show. So Daria will be kind enough to have a replay of one of our previous shows that people can listen to. And then we'll come back here again in 2 weeks, which I believe is September 12th. So next Sunday, September 5th, we will have a replay of a previously recorded show. And then we'll be back live again in 2 weeks on September 12th. All right. So finding the balance. Now, this information is actually very valid for both men and women. Anybody in a body, actually. And because women tend to have multiple hats, as even if they're living alone and they're not in a partnership, we tend to do multiple things. This is not to say that men do not, but our focus is on women. So for those women that are wife, partner, mother, daughter, sister, friend, business owner, employee, volunteer, all of the things that take time out of our day that we need to juggle in order to find the balance. And many times the balance is elusive. And we want so much to do all these things because it's what we feel drawn to do. It's what we feel is right for us to do. It's what our heart speaks to us about. But if you've listened to this show before, one of the things that you will know that I repeat often, and that is, it's not what we're doing that matters the most. The key to living a balanced life is who we are being in the experience of whatever it is that we're doing. And so what it can feel like when we're out of balance, and God only knows, we've all experienced this. You know, the different symptoms of feeling out of balance. You don't feel well physically, right? You're not sleeping well. So if you're not sleeping well, your immune system is going to be off. Your energy is going to be off. You're generally going to feel more tired, sluggish. It's hard to focus. Your anxiety levels may be on the rise. You may feel symptoms in your gastrointestinal system, you know, whatever they may be, indigestion, acid reflux, difficulty digesting your food, bloatedness, diarrhea, constipation, you name it. It just doesn't feel right in your body. Your body may hurt. You may have pain in your body. You can have headaches, simple headaches, tension headaches, migraine headaches. And if you're menstruating, you can have irregular periods if you are that out of balance that it has caused so much stress on your body. These are just some of the many symptoms, and they're vague symptoms, right? And sometimes it's hard to pinpoint what are these symptoms from. And sometimes it's as simple as saying either something physically dis-ease-wise is going on, or taking a look at who we are holistically, we're just not in balance. And what that comprises is that we are a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and energetic being. And when all those aspects of who we are in balance, we feel fabulous. When one or more aspects of that holistic model, those holistic parts of who we are not in balance, then we start not being okay. You know, our body's designed quite amazingly, and it takes a whole lot before the body will start having symptoms. Because what it'll do is it will take from one part of the body to compensate for another until that resource is no longer available. And then we start getting symptoms, if that makes sense to you. And so some simple strategies for finding the balance is remembering that who you're being in the experience of your day-to-day life, your moments, is more important than what you are doing. Yes, I know I'm repeating that intentionally. So when you are being heart conscious, when you take that time to breathe into your heart and you make your choices in a very conscious way, from that place of conscious heart connection, your choices are going to be more in alignment with creating balance than they are not. It's just the way it goes. Because when we make choices from our heart, we're making choices that are in alignment with our soul's purpose for being here. And our soul's purpose for being here is to be joyfully in our life experiences. And if we are totally out of balance or moderately out of balance, then we're unable to do that. We're not making choices from our heart. We're making them from our heads, from our minds, from our egos and personalities. So when you think about how you're feeling right now, if you're feeling in balance, my best wisdom to you, keep doing what you're doing. You've found the ingredients that work for you to stay healthy. But if you're not, then take a look at yourself from not a place of judgment, but just take stock, observe. How are you physically? Are you creating enough space for you to sleep well? You know, are you creating a living space to do that? Are you moving through your emotions so that you can sleep at night? Are you getting enough hydration with healthy water? Are you eating a diet that really nurtures your body, whatever that needs to look like for you? Are you meditating in some way? And there's so many different ways to do it, whether it's a formal 20-minute in the morning and in the afternoon type of meditation technique like transcendental meditation, or you're being prayerful and stopping and breathing into your heart and doing your prayers, or just sitting and breathing and adding that beautiful focus of breathing into and out of your heart a couple times a day just to get still and quiet. There is no one way to do this. For some people, they can't sit still, so they do meditations in motion like Tai Chi or Qigong. It doesn't matter what you do. I just invite you to choose to do something that creates the opportunity for you to get quiet and connect in with you. And when you add conscious heart breath to whatever that form of meditation or prayerfulness that you choose, you add exponentially a dynamic that supports you in such a good way. Connecting with the heart, why I'm known as the heart healer, right? is all about connecting to the love, your essence, your God-sourced essence, if that's comfortable language for you. And that essence is the part of you that's eternal. It's the part of you that knows everything. It's directly connected to source energy. And that's integrated into every cell in your body. But because we acknowledge that the heart center, that energy center that sits in the middle of your chest, is all about love, and the essence of God-sourced energy is love, so that when you breathe consciously into and out of your heart center, you're connecting to your essence, you're connecting to love, and it raises your vibration and is so healing and balancing. So I invite you to consider doing that as often as you can. Are you getting enough rest? Are you getting enough exercise? Is there a balance in how you're living your life physically? If your body says no, do you listen to it? If your head, if your heart says no, when you're invited to do something or you're asked to do something and you get that huge no, do you honor it? If you haven't been honoring your inner knowing, I invite you to not judge that, but stop. Breathe into your heart. Start again. Make a different choice. It will make all the difference in the world. And moving through emotions, being conscious of our thoughts and the words we use, all play a wonderful part in helping us to co-create a world, a life, a day-to-day experience that we are choosing rather than one that's happening to us. So there's many different ways that we can empower ourselves to create more balance. Asking for help when we need it is a biggie. So many women are much more comfortable helping someone else, giving of ourselves, and it is like unheard of to ask for help. We wouldn't even think about it half the time. And the thing is that the minute we do, we're giving someone else an opportunity to do a good deed for us. You know, I'm Jewish, and I was raised in a very traditional Jewish home, and what that meant to me, one of the core tenets of living a life of being Jewish, the Judaic way, so to speak, is to live a life of mitzvot, which are good deeds. It's part of the structure of how we choose to live. And I remember my father saying to me once many years ago, if you say no to something, because you know that it's time for you to stop doing it, but you feel a sense of obligation, you're creating the space for someone else to say yes and to do a good deed. I'm so grateful that my father said that to me so many years ago. And I'm just expanding that statement to something that also includes the opportunity for someone to gift you with their time, their love, their resources, when you have need, rather than you being the one that's always giving. It's a nice balance, right? And that's what the universe is always looking to achieve. I often hear people say, ooh, bad karma. That must be a karmic debt or a karmic this, in a bad way. I mean, the intention that they're bringing to that statement is one that karma is something that's not good. And the thing is that karma truly is just the universe finding its balance in whatever way in that situation it's appropriate or that it serves the highest good. So something to think about. Balance is something that requires paying attention to in order to achieve it. But it doesn't have to be laborious. It doesn't have to be stressful. God only knows. Finding balance to create less stress should not be stressful, right? So again, it's how we're being in it. So I invite you to consider this wisdom in how you find your sense of balance in your life. Please consider, as you assess your situation, to do so from a place of love and not from a place of judgment. That choice is yours. Coming from a place of love is a much gentler and kinder way of being. And that's really our soul's purpose for being here, is to remember how to be a loving presence unto ourselves first. For when we are consciously being loving with ourselves first, and our choices come from that way of being, our actions follow. If you remember anything from tonight, please remember that. And to be as kind as you can. All right, so join me Wednesday night, Facebook Live on the Heart Healer Facebook page, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. If you have any questions about achieving a state of balance, post them. I'll probably post either sometime tonight or tomorrow morning what our subject will be on Wednesday. And you can post anywhere on the Heart Healer page. Anything that you would like to talk about, or any questions that you have for this Wednesday's Facebook Live. We are going to continue doing our Wisdom Wednesday on the Heart Healer page at 8 o'clock Eastern every week, and we will have a different subject matter each week. So I would love to hear from you and know, what would you love to talk about? What would you love to learn about? And we always talk a little bit about essential oils because I love them. And essential oils are another strategy for helping to create balance in our lives. I find them to be invaluable. And so some of the oils that you might consider using that are de-stressors that help to create balance are lavender, if you like lavender. I love Young Living essential oils blend Clarity. Clarity is a great blend that helps you to focus and get clear. I really enjoy it. When I just can't get clear on a subject and I need to write something or I need to make a choice, I'll sit, and the way I do my own journaling is I channel and I type it because I can't write fast enough for what comes through. So I will put a bottle of Clarity and I'll just leave it open on my laptop and kind of let that wonderful aroma come into my breathing space. And then I'll just ask a question and bring information in for myself that way. It really does help me to gain clarity. I love it. And lavender is a great de-stressor. Peace and Calming is another blend that I love if you're having a problem with sleeping at night. I love that, or lavender in the diffuser, or you can put it on your feet or put it in a glass bottle and spray your pillow, or just spray the room with it. Whatever feels good to you, there's no one way to do this. There are many different oils that you can choose. I think I'm going to talk a little bit more about that on Wednesday. And we'll just now shift our focus on going to our wonderful callers that have taken their time to join us tonight. And I'm going to invite Miss Daria on the line and ask her to join me.
Good evening.
Good evening, sweet lady. How are you tonight?
I'm well. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous day here in South Florida after the tropical storm moved out last night. And I'm doing well.
God.
I got outside. It was wonderful.
I know.
Yeah.
I went, I actually took my mom to lunch today, and even though it was beautiful weather out, there were so many places that were still flooded where you couldn't drive through it. It was just nasty.
Oh.
But you're right. Nice and cool, a little bit drier. Shades of winter in Florida. Looking forward
to
it. For sure. All right, sweet lady. Where are we going tonight?
All right. Well, first we're going to Virginia, and I'm very excited because this is a caller who's checking back in with us regarding her question from the last time she was on the show. So we're going to talk to Andrea from Virginia. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea. How are you tonight, sweetie?
I'm doing fabulous. I hope I'm not getting sick because I'm actually coming to Florida on Friday. So I'm actually using some peppermint and some lavender oil as well. So
okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And you know, if you feel like you're coming down with something, there's a wonderful homeopathic called acylococcinum. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's you spell the beginning of it as O-C-C-I-L-L-O, acylococcinum, C-O-C-C-Y. I can't think of how to spell it. But the health food store will know. I think, I'm not sure which company makes it, but if you feel flu-y or like you're coming down with something, that's always a good remedy to do. And if you have any thieves oil, thieves, T-H-I-E-V-E-S.
Yes, I just put that on. I literally just put that on.
Fabulous. Wonderful support for your immune system. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well,
so
I hope that definitely supports
you. So what's happening with you? What's your update?
Well, I did something with my knees, so that's why I was doing the peppermint and lavender. But I'm also grew up in a Jewish household, so it was kind of interesting. But remember me, I'm the girl that does the sign language and trying out for the TV show.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's
so what's
happening? I'm coming to Orlando on Friday to try out again, and I'm going to New York City in December. But I'm changing the song. I'm going to do that song, "It's Raining Men" by the Weather Girls.
Okay.
I got some props. I got an umbrella. I got a pink raincoat. I got some really funky rain boots. So I'm you know, whatever you picked up last time is probably what you're going to be picking up this time, because it didn't happen last time, but it's going to happen this time. So I don't know, but maybe you could give me some insight of what you think will happen.
Okay.
Or should
Let's
I wait until after
can.
I go?
Okay, Andrea. So grateful that you called us again. Tell us what night you're going to be trying out again, would you?
It's actually, the audition is actually on Sunday, but I'm flying Friday to Orlando.
So Sunday, November 5th, right?
Correct.
Fabulous. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put that on my calendar and just send lots of love to you. We're going to send it
right
to Orlando to you, Andrea. Okay.
All right.
Let me see what I can. Let's see what we can bring in for you. If there's anything we can offer to support you tonight. So we're just calling in all of Andrea's guides, masters, teachers, and angels. We ask for any and all information that we can share with her about her upcoming tryout in Orlando. I'm so excited for you. This just feels like such an amazing opportunity. And I still feel very strongly that this is going to be very successful. So relax into it. You know how someone that's an athlete, when they're in the zone, like a tennis player, when they're in the zone, that ball goes everywhere that they want it to. They just can't miss, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm really inviting you. It's that word, be in the zone. Find that place that is being in the zone for you so that you feel your most relaxed and confident, and then just let the rest flow. Because the more relaxed you are, the more it's like the bigger you are, the more expressive you are, the more they receive you. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's why I bring some stuff with me when I go to these auditions, because it's a long day. So I, you know, douse myself with some good energy, some good oil stuff, because, you know, now I have some props, because I think I needed to be even more out of the box. I have a pink umbrella, like I said, some props, some color, something really different than last time.
All right. Whatever you feel will serve you. We're talking more from the space of how you are being in the experience, so that the energy of who you are being can be received. Connect in with your emotions as you do this. I know you do it that way. At least that's my sense of you.
I
But
yeah,
they're
I do.
Just saying, Say that again, Andrea. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. But I have to be, I think, a little more entertaining than I even was last time. But I think the color is going to give me a little more, like, confidence, a little more, like, a boost of ego, because I won't – I'll look different, you know, have some extra energy with me.
Got it. Got it. I think you're going to do fabulously. My prayer is that whatever I'm picking up on is valid for you, because it feels so exciting. And so let me just see if there's anything else that they want to share with you. You're really good at what you do, Andrea. They want you to know that you know that, but they want you to know that they know it too. You're really good at what you do, and you're unique. You're
well,
unique.
I've already started. I've already started my vision board. So I've already got things on there. And when I come back from my trip, I will put different things from that day on there, my vision board. So I'm already starting.
Fabulous. The uniqueness of your presence and your gifts and how you present yourself and this gift make it such an amazing opportunity. And I'm very excited for you, and I look forward to hearing about it. Please send me a message.
I will. After Friday. Too bad you weren't in Orlando. You could come.
I know. I know. That's a little bit too far away, but we definitely will be holding a space for you here at Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. Darry
awesome.
And I will definitely hold a space for you, and we both
awesome.
Wish you
thank
an
you.
Extraordinary amount of success.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey. Take good care of you.
Okay.
Get healthy.
I will. I will.
All right. Does that feel complete
okay.
for you, Andrea?
Yes, I'm great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Much love, honey. Have a good rest of your evening.
You too. Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. All right, Miss Daria.
How exciting, though. I can't wait.
I know.
Plays out.
I know. I'm, you know, and I'm going to be this weekend, I am going to be co-teaching a healing course this weekend for volunteers for one of the nonprofits that I am so connected to, and that's Healing Touch Buddies. So on Sunday, I'm going to get everybody to join me in supporting Andrea. And we're just going to send her a lot of love on Saturday and Sunday. So we're excited. I'm excited for her too. All right. Where are we off to, Daria?
Okay. So we are now off to Colorado, and we have a new caller named Randy. I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. Randy, welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Our joy, Randy. How can we be of service to you tonight?
So in the summertime, I started a new kind of career as a preschool teacher, and I was really excited. I was actually a support person, and I got to go to the different classrooms. In August, I became one of the classroom teachers, and my co-teacher. I like my co-teacher as a person, but she's driving me bananas. Like, cause you're like, it's almost like you're in a marriage because you're together
right.
constantly. And I don't feel like in certain aspects it's balanced. I feel like she's all scattered in certain areas. I feel like I have to figure out all the logistics. I feel like I'm doing a lot of more of the physical work. Like I'm the diaper changing and the putting out the cots and figuring out like for swimming, like, you know, like all the logistics aspects of it, and I'm exhausted, and I ask her to help me, and then she says yes, and then she doesn't intentionally not help me. I think she's just really scattered, and she doesn't know how to, or something. I don't know what it is, but it's,
uh-huh.
I'm very unhappy, and I don't know. I'm just wondering what you're picking up about how I could improve my whole situation.
Okay. It's a great question. Thank you so much for calling in and allowing us to support you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Randy, take a moment, and I certainly can feel how upset you are. So take a moment and just breathe into your heart center for me. That's that beautiful energy center in the middle of your chest. Just take a couple of gentle breaths focused in that part of your body. The energy of chaos around preschoolers is very unsupportive for everyone, including them. And it makes the effort that anyone that caretakes children to become exponentially greater. One of the things that I might invite you to do, if it's something that's allowable, and I can talk to you about this privately, the first thing that comes to me, and I've heard of wonderful results with this in teaching environments, and that is to diffuse essential oils in the room. There's actually
I don't think you're allowed to. I read that it's not allowed in the classroom.
Okay, weird. Hold on a second. Hold on. There is a document, and I want to say it's an MDS document. This is left brain, not reading. That it's all of the chemicals and what's toxic and what isn't. We actually have that document available for certain oils for people that are in situations like you. I've actually provided this to people that want to bring essential oils into a classroom setting for their children to benefit. And they've been very successful in doing so. So if you want to talk about that privately, I'm happy to do that with you. But there are documents that a public school or a private school would want to see in order to make that decision. And I would invite you, I hope that it's still available. There was a wonderful YouTube video of teachers being interviewed that used, I believe it was the blend Peace and Calming in the classroom with preschoolers. And what they found was that it created more of them interacting with each other than just with the helpers in the room because it calmed everybody down. They weren't addressing behavior as much. And so there was much more socialization and interaction. But
wow.
So that's something that I wanted to mention because that came through. So the other thing is that chaos, which is the first thought, is not a conducive environment for anyone, whether it's the teachers or the children. It makes everything exponentially more difficult to do. This person that you're co-teaching with is not just scattered. Part of the underlying dynamic that creates this scattering is fear. She is very, she's not self-confident. And so there's a lot of fear that's keeping her from being balanced and able to follow through and able to focus.
Right.
And so it might be well worth your while to sit down and have a conversation with her outside of the kids being there. And share with her what you've observed and whatever it is that you feel without putting her on the defensive. You know, it's about, this is how this feels to me. It feels like you're very uncomfortable, and how can we help you to be more comfortable? Because if she's more comfortable and more grounded, there will be more ability for her to follow through, because I don't get a sense that she doesn't want to be there, and I don't get a sense that there's anything about you that this is about. This is something that's an internal process with her. And as the teacher, you know, it is a marriage. It is a partnership when you co-teach. That leaving the lines of communication open and finding a gentle, heart-centered way to share what your experience is, what you're observing, and how can we work together so that we create more balance with both of us and for the kids. Very different than saying you're driving me crazy, you're really scattered, and not that I think that you would say this, but you, just to show the difference in how it can be received, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my sense of it is that she's more than capable It's just that she's got this whole self-confidence and fear at the core of it thing going on. And I don't think she realizes to what degree it's affecting her ability to function as a partner with you.
Right.
And sharing that and coming up with some strategies between the two of you might be very helpful.
Okay. I mean, I think I shared things with her. It just doesn't sit.
You don't see her leaving.
I'm praying she'll leave.
I know. I get that that would be the easier thing for you, but there's always.
Well, I mean, because she wasn't happy because she did get into trouble. She actually, because of her anxiety, someone reported her. So like she's really not happy there. I like her as a person. I don't want her to be fired, but I wouldn't mind if we weren't working together. You know.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But the thing is that even treating her as kind as you would one of the kids, mm-hmm. that's really what she needs. She's very wounded within, which okay. is what brings up all of her anxiety. And so there's a great opportunity here to help her grow.
So how do I calm my own anxiety? My anxiety is off
understand,
the charts now.
Understanding what the underlying dynamic is and addressing it. And if addressing it with her from a place of love and compassion doesn't work,
then I don't think it does.
Sharing with your superiors that this is what you've observed, you've done your best to work with her to shift the dynamic.
I don't want to do that either.
You're exhausted because you're not. I don't want to do that
because she already has a bad reputation, and I wouldn't do that to her. So I guess the first option, is the only choice
I hear you
at this point. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to try the essential oils for sure. I think I've been trying the talking aspect. We don't have time to like sit and have coffee. So I don't know. I'm trying, but we don't have much time to like sit and chat. But,
see if you can create that opportunity. And then remember, as I said in the beginning, who we're being in the experience is what makes the experience what it is. So when you shift who you're being in the experience, having reasonable expectations from her for where she's at, perhaps think of different ways that you can ask her to do things or different
things.
Well,
she does tell me she's going to do it. I said, well, on swim days, I really, really need you to help me gather their clothes, gather their towels, you know, potty them. I need you to help me. And she tells me she does. She's going to help me. And then she doesn't do it. Or I'll say, I need you to help me with the cots and rubbing the kids' backs and getting them to sleep. And then she'll get up and she'll start doing the dishes and making noise. Like she doesn't intentionally want to do, like, she doesn't want to, like, not help me. I think that she just knows that she's not. I think she has, like, ADD or something. And I don't think it's her fault.
Is perhaps asking very specific directions, one task at a time, and saying, okay, this is what I need you to do right now. Because if you give her 10 things to do, she clearly can't do it. So have her do one thing, and when she's finished that, have her do another thing. And create it in a way that it will be supportive of you in accomplishing the final goal. I'm hearing you, Randy, and mm-hmm. what I'm really getting is because of her underlying fear and her lack of self-confidence, it's not even ADD, ADHD. She just can't stay focused. And so short, like you do with little people, just one thing at a time.
Okay.
And when you finish that, please come back.
All right.
One thing at a time. And maybe that will assist her in getting successful in accomplishing what you're asking her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving on.
Okay. Alrighty, I will try it. Tomorrow's a new day. I'm like, it's a brand new day.
and I would really spend as much time as you can breathing into your heart. When you're feeling stressed, do that focused heart breath and come back to your heart center, connect to the love, begin again. It doesn't matter if you have to do it every 15, 20 minutes. It doesn't take but 15 seconds, right? It's just a matter of who you're being. It's going to shape the energy in the room.
Okay.
You are the dominant energy.
Yeah.
You're the mommy energy.
I have been picking up on that as well, that I need it to. I have to work on centering myself. So, yeah. I get that.
and that would probably really help.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I'll get through this year somehow.
Let us know how you did, Randy. Let us know, okay?
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too, sweetie. Thank you. Blessings. Have a good rest of your night. All right, Miss Daria.
Hey, Eileen. Well, we don't have anyone else in the queue right now to ask a question.
All right. Well, then it's a quiet night, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So we can talk about what's coming up. I just want to remind everybody that the new moon clearing call is for November will be, I'm pretty sure it's November 15th. Which is at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And if anybody's interested in participating in that free clearing call, which is great for clearing out emotions and everything, definitely something that Randy would appreciate if you're still listening. And you can listen to the recording. All you have to do is register for it. If you go to my website, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com/events, and look through the calendar. I think it's Wednesday, November 15th is the next one. And you can register, and you only have to register one time, and it's a free call, and you get the recording. So that works out really well. And if you resonated with how we address issues on the show, you get a special rate for your first reading with me. And to access that, you can go to eileentheheartheeler.com/live-love. Live love. And on that page, you can opt in. And you get a free meditation on conscious heart connection and an opportunity to purchase either a 30-minute or a 60-minute reading with me. This is only good for people that have never had a private reading with me before, other than on the show. All right, let's see. What else? We've talked about Facebook Live, and I think that's all I have. What's happening on RightStream Radio?
Well, Eileen, actually, I just saw we had a caller call in.
Wonderful. All right. Let's go there, and then we'll go back to RightStream Radio.
Okay. That sounds great. So caller from 347, which I believe is a New York exchange. We're going to go ahead and bring you on the air. Welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
It is our joy. Would you share with us your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my first name is Tamika, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What can we do to be of service tonight?
I actually have a job interview tomorrow, and I wanted to know how you saw it going, and if you saw good things with it, if you saw me getting the job, and how that might go.
All right. I'm happy to do that with you. All right, just take a couple of breaths into and out of your heart center, sweetie. And let me just connect in with you that way. So we're asking for any and all information about this job interview that Tamika is going on tomorrow. Looking for how that's going to go. My sense of it is it's going to be a very positive interview. And one of the things that keeps coming through for me as I'm connecting in with the energy of that, Tamika, is to be relaxed. To be relaxed and confident. Think of it as being not only an interview that they're interviewing you, but that you're interviewing them also as to whether this is a position that you truly want. Do not hold a space of anxiousness or neediness. Go into it neutral and, again, as relaxed as you can and self-confident. You have all of the requisite skills for this position. It's really going to be more a matter of whether you want the position, because my sense of it is they're going to offer it to you. But they really keep emphasizing the need for you to be as relaxed as you can be. And think of it as interviewing them as well as giving them the opportunity to interview you so that you can share with them how you can best serve them. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I think a lot of people oftentimes when they interview for any reason at all, they get a little nervous thinking that it's really the other person that's interviewing them, rather than recognizing that this is really an interview, is actually a two-way street. And it's an opportunity for the person who is coming for the interview to actually get more information, to get a feel for how the company functions, and to make a decision themselves based on how it feels and what they hear as to whether it really does serve their highest good to accept the position, right? So when you think of it in terms of an interview that is a two-way dynamic, it's less threatening and it's much more empowering. And so I think that's why they're emphasizing that you consider looking at it from that perspective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited about this interview?
I am. I'm hoping that I do get an offer, and I'm hoping that it's a good place for me to go to work at.
Did you like the job description as it was available to you?
Yeah, so far it seems fine. It's like interacting with people, which I'm good at. I'm just hoping it's a good company and good atmosphere for me.
Well, you'll soon find out. I would keep your antennae up and tuned in. That's your part of the interviewing them process. Is this a first interview? And what did they tell you what to expect from it?
It's a second interview, actually. The first one was over the phone, and I was so nervous over the phone. But this is the second interview. Even though I was nervous over the phone, they called me for a second one where they'll meet me. So this is a second.
That bodes well.
Yeah.
Do your best to not be nervous. Do your best not to be nervous. You have great skills for this job, and it's really going to be a matter of whether you want it or not after you've been through this interview with them.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do to support you tonight, sweet lady?
Just if you see anything for me regarding my love life.
Are you currently in a relationship?
I'm sort of seeing someone, but it's more, they're more into me than I am into them. It's like a lot for me to handle. So I don't really consider it like a relationship or seeing them.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. Let's just ask for any and all information that we can bring forward for Tamika regarding her love life. Ooh, definitely an out of balance thing going on there. Okay. Yeah, I can feel that. Yeah, there's something else going on there that makes it uncomfortable. He's trying way too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is definitely, and I want to say it's not near to now. The month that keeps coming up for me is March. That when your life settles down a bit more and you're feeling more in a rhythm, in your day-to-day life. I'm feeling like in March, somebody's going to come in that's actually going to be more of a balanced energy for you, where there's going to be more mutuality. This relationship is the one that you're currently in just doesn't feel right for you any more than you don't feel right in it, but it doesn't feel right. So, which isn't to say that you can't enjoy a social evening and keep it on the surface, but there's definitely an imbalance there and it's not the best for you for anything long term. But there is something coming or someone coming beyond this relationship. So when you're ready for it, it will show up. And it feels like a very balanced relationship and someone that you have a lot in common with and mutuality and enjoyment. And it has more of a potential future, depending upon how it evolves. But to begin with, it feels like it's a much better match for you. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That sounds
okay.
So good.
All right. All right, sweet lady. Thank you so much for calling in. Let us know how your job interview went, if you would like, and we wish you much success.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. All right, blessings.
Thanks.
All right, Miss Daria.
Okay, I'm back.
Hello.
Hello.
So tell me what's happening with RightStream Radio and RightStream Publishing. Anything new going on there, or what's happening with your show this week?
Well, first I would say that tomorrow night, Mark and Mark on Sports, the ultimate sports radio show with a Philly accent, will be on the air at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Wednesday, I'm interviewing the author of a best-selling book called Gypsy Energy Secrets, which should be very interesting, and that's 11 a.m. This coming Wednesday. And I just want to say, unfortunately, Eileen, and I'm sure this will get resolved, I've left several messages for our web people, but both of our sites seem to be down right now, and they have been over the weekend. So I'm hoping to hear back from our hosting service tomorrow and get that straightened out. In the meantime, I would direct everyone to blogtalkradio.com/RightStream, WRITESTREAM, to find out when these shows are on. And that's really the link you would use to stream them through your computer anyway. And you can always, just to remind people too, you can always listen to any show by calling the call-in number that we use for people that want to talk to you every week. And that's 347-945-7246 when the show is live. So unfortunately, there's been some tech issues going on this weekend, and I realized it Friday afternoon when I wasn't getting any email on that account. So hoping to get that resolved very quickly.
I hear you. Sometimes that's the way technology goes.
Yes, it is. And
not always Not always easy.
No.
All right. Well, anything else going on?
Well, I just want to mention my website's doing fine right now. You can find me at DariaDiGiovanni.com. And, hey, I also provide ghostwriting services and copywriting services on my own. So, feel free to check out my website, and you can contact me through there as well. So I just wanted to put that out there. And if you are interested in a publishing package, I can talk to you about RightStream also. So, that's about all I have for tonight,
idea.
I mean. Yeah.
All right. Well, some nights it's quieter than others, and that's okay. We honor that whoever needed to be with us tonight has been here, and we can bring our show to completion. Thank you for everything that you do behind the scenes. I'm very grateful, and I look forward to speaking with you very, very soon.
Okay, me too, Eileen. Have a good night.
Thank you, Daria. Blessings, honey. All right, so we're going to bring our show tonight to completion with much gratitude for our callers. We're always very grateful because without you, we don't have a show. And it gives us an opportunity to serve, which brings us great joy. And so remember to join me this Wednesday on the Facebook page, The Heart Healer, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock for a Facebook Live broadcast. We'll talk about finding the balance in a little bit more detail this Wednesday evening, and I will be there every Wednesday night. Next Sunday, the 5th, remember, we will be doing a replay of a previously recorded show, and then we will be back here live again the following Sunday on November 12th at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Please remember to call in at 6:45 so that you are in the queue and we can start with you for our first reading. All right. Okay, so let's just take a moment and breathe into and out of our heart centers. And as we do, let us imagine that the energy of love that dwells within our hearts, that we are connecting consciously to that beautiful energy, that beautiful light of love. And as we do, trust and know that that light of love, that high vibrational energy, just expands and flows from us in all directions. A gift of love to everyone and everything in its path, flowing unimpeded around our planet, filling the planet to her core, to the heart of our mother, Mother Earth. A gift of love to all that dwell within her, all that dwell above her and share this divine space with us, actually more upon her, and all that dwell above her and beyond our atmosphere, out into the universe. A gift of love to all. May you know that that gift of love that you send out is always returned to you, multiplied. It is the way of the universe. The more we gift love, the more we receive. And so, may you feel my love surrounding you and so much gratitude. Wishing you a beautiful couple of weeks, and I look forward to you joining me here again next week for a recorded show, and in 2 weeks where we return again for a live show here on Live with Eileen, the Heart Healer. Sending you blessings of much love and gratitude. Have a fabulous couple of weeks. Good night now.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Ready, set, holiday. With Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees, get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato. These extra special holiday flavors are a cup of cheer during the busy season. From finding and wrapping that perfect gift to setting up the decorations, try a special holiday coffee today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.